Welcome to Mumbersations. What are we talking about today?
The Unfiltered Mum Bullshit Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Right, today we've got actually quite a funny, interesting one. We got you... Why am I doing that?
I'm 212.
We got you guys, the supporters so far. And by the way, we appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah.
We got you guys to write in. So this is just going to be like a really quick, fun, sort of like mum confessions, things that you guys wanted to send in to us that we thought, I suppose you guys think we probably find quite funny, relatable, probably what we're going through as well. And this is something moving forward that we really want more of.
Yeah.
Like, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
We want your stories. We want your experiences. Like, we want it to be relatable, because the whole point of this podcast for us doing it is not just about me and Lily and what we're experiencing. It's about what you're all experiencing and how we can bring that back for everyone to know.
And it can be anonymous. Like, if you want to slag off your mother-in-law, go for it. Just don't put your name.
Exactly. I've put this in segments, okay? So we've got the first bit.
Yeah.
These are funny and relatable mum confessions from people that have written in. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sometimes I tell my toddler their favourite TV show isn't on just so I don't have to listen to the theme tune
again. Too fucking right, Miss Rachel. No, not today. Miss Rachel's sick.
Sorry. Miss Rachel's gone. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All gone.
No. Lila's show is Shrek.
Shrek.
But Shrek has disappeared off Netflix. So Soph's got the best excuse ever.
I'm like,
he's gone.
He's all gone, babe. He's gone.
Shame.
And to be fair, like, I suppose this is probably when your toddlers are a bit older as well, when they're really starting to understand stuff. Lila and Nelly are still a bit on the kind of the middle
they
between.
Just go, yeah. And you're like, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Or no.
No.
No. But that is funny, and agreed, whoever wrote that in, that is like 100%.
We'll be stealing that when they're a bit older.
This one makes me die. I've hidden snacks from my child and eaten them in the bathroom.
That is Scott.
Can I have them Ella's kitchen breadsticks?
Oh, where did the Maryland cookies go? Daddy must have chucked them. Shame. They've gone off. They've got mould on them.
All gone. It's so easy to just be like, all gone. When Nelly sings the ice lollies.
Ollie. The other day, when we got back from Dubai yesterday, as soon as she woke up, lolly, I said to Scott, pick your battles. I can't be asked of her today. Just give her one. Then we went to my mum and dad. She has got my dad wrapped around her finger. Ollie. That's what she calls an Ollie. I'm like, go ask granddad. Ollie, do you want a lolly?
Yeah.
Runs to the freezer, comes back. Then as soon as we get home to Scott, Ollie, I said, right, that's it now. Mm. No more ice lollies. I said, you've had one for breakfast and you've had one at granddad's. No more.
Yeah.
And then drags us to the freezer. Like, for God's sake.
How, honestly, the ones, it's like, how do you get out of that one?
Yeah.
It's going to get to a point when she understands so much about the snacks, you're going to be like,
it's going to be so bad.
I don't know.
I was on the phone to him earlier trying to get him to set up my laptop because I was late and I was rushing home for a meeting. And all I could hear in the background, Ollie, not lolly, Ollie.
Lila calls it, because I freeze the Ella's kitchen purees.
Yeah.
There's really good little like ice lolly thing you can get on TikTok, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she calls it a lolol.
A lolol.
Can I have a lolol? She doesn't say can I have, but she'll just go lolol. Lolol. Yeah.
It's so funny.
That is so true though. How many times? I even like some of the Ella's kitchen stuff.
I'm crisps.
I'm going to eat that myself. Mm, yeah.
Like, yeah.
100%. Yeah, that is a good one. That
Very
is
good.
Definitely something that we do.
Yeah.
I say the park is closed if I don't have the energy to go.
Too right. I would do that. Oh, it's closed.
Know, you know what? Because I really struggle with this, like day to day, and I get real bad mum guilt over it. But you know, like when sometimes you're like, I know that I really should sit down right now and play with you.
But
and
I haven't got
love
the energy.
Doing it. But when you don't have the energy, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just really want to sit here for a minute, Lily.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always get so guilty after because I'm like, no, like, I can't. It's this moment of playing imaginary play in a playroom is going to go so quickly. But sometimes I just don't. And so I do get that, like, as parents, where you just sometimes feel like, you know what, I'm going to have to make something up because... Yeah. I don't have the energy to run around the park with you today.
Yeah.
I love you.
Not today.
But not today.
Not today, Satan.
So, so whoever's doing that, don't feel alone, because I feel like that a lot.
Too right.
It's that balance of like, especially when you're working, like you're working and then as soon as you come home from work, it's like they need to play and they need to go to bed and you're like, I
don't have the energy.
No, I don't. I absolutely... I hear you, sister.
That's when you've got a husband like Scott that's absolutely hyperactive 24/7 comes in handy, because I'm like, play with daddy.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely, yeah. Can you just come on. Scott. Me and Deck do this thing where we're going, are you going to tag me in? So like, I'm playing and next minute it's like, yeah, tag in.
Your turn.
Tag back out. Tap out. Honestly, it's so funny.
He's like, such a good idea.
Are you going to tag me in yet? Scott was over yesterday, wasn't he? Me and Deck were there and I was playing with the girls. Most of the time, as the women do.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly went, oh, I'm bloody knackered. And Deck went, you want to tag me in? I was like, yeah, I do want to tag you in.
Your turn.
Yeah, like, come on, mate. And then he was straight on. It was quite funny. And Scott went, cool, this is the longest I've sat down on the sofa. I thought, cheek.
Scott. Rude bastard.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thanks to me playing with the girls, they just got to sit and chill. But yeah, tagging in is funny. So I, amen to that. Sometimes, someone else put, I pretend bedtime is earlier than it is just so I can get some peace.
I can't wait for that stage.
I know. We haven't...
We're not there yet.
No.
But we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. I've only just about got to the point of where... Lila will go down at a time now. She goes in my bed.
Yeah.
But she goes down at a time and I do know, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I can get it. Because you know what makes me remember it is when, you know, when you had Nelly and you were coming out of the phase of that newborn no sleep. And I remember you saying to me, you're about to fucking go straight into that trench when I'm coming out of it. And you said, mate, Nelly's asleep and me and Scott don't know what to do with ourselves.
We didn't know.
We've got our own time here.
Do you want a kiss? That's what Scott... That's not what I say. That's Scott.
Do you want a cuddle?
Do you want a kiss? I'm like, no.
You
sit that end of the sofa. I'll sit this end.
Yeah.
I'll just sit on my phone.
Yeah. And it happens...
I used to say to Scott, should we go wake her up?
Oh, so did we.
I'm like, what do we do now?
Honestly. Deck would be like, oh, I miss her.
Yeah, should let's go get her. No.
No, wait, we can't.
Don't touch
her. Like, just give me some peace. Please. Much. Yeah, I get that. Amen to that. And honestly, when they get old enough,
we'll
to
be doing that.
Yeah, 100%. This one makes me laugh so much because it's... I'll tell you in a minute. I've skipped pages in bedtime stories and they've never noticed.
Well, to be fair, Nelly's not bothered by books. Lila loves it, doesn't she? Yeah. Nelly's skipping the pages for me.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny? This reminds me of when I've got a younger sister. She's 6 years younger than me. So obviously now you don't see the age gap. But when we were little, which she was like really little, and she used to read stories with my dad. And my dad is hilarious at telling stories. He would like start to change the story. And Katie was very into her books. And my dad used to read and he'd try and change the story. And she would go, no, daddy, that's not the story. And he would go, what the...
This kid, yeah, my third girl, is too
shut
clever.
Shut up, mate. Like, yeah. Honestly, it was so funny. She'd go, no, daddy. That's not the story. And he'd try and, skip pages and be like, oh, and then the rabbit did this and went off over there and did this. Like, and it wouldn't even be in the book.
Now, Katie's going to be the one that has to read to Lila. Yeah. And Katie, you're not allowed to skip your pages.
You're not going to skip your pages. Yeah. But it just reminded me of the fact my dad used to do that. And then he'd the end. Rabbit went to bed. She'd be like, no.
No, start again.
Yeah, and then you think, fuck, what have I done?
We've got all this to come.
So I would probably say, although I do get that, there's also a bit of a danger around doing that, because if your child is smart enough to know you're skipping the pages, you're going right back to the start.
Yeah, start again. Go back to go. It's like Monopoly.
Yeah.
Back you go.
Back you go. So, sometimes I read a book to Lila, and then she skips back to the front first page, and I think...
No, not again. Bedtime.
Do you want me to read it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you even know what that means?
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But I do get it, especially when they're older. Yeah. If you can try and get away with it. Props to you. I let my toddler eat toast off the floor because I couldn't face making another piece.
That's all day, every day in my house. I let the dog lick it and I'm like, Nelly, you can have that. Although, Scott, yesterday, we got back from Dubai, Nelly wanted toast, she said to me for breakfast. Toast. She loves Marmite. So I said, Scott, just do us some Marmite and toast. I turned around, I was like, the fuck is that? He spread the Marmite like it's jam. Like, you don't have that much Marmite on toast. I'm like, where's the butter? We don't have any. I was like, we want to put that girl off toast for the rest of her life and that's give her a hard bit of toast and a thick layer. Yeah, I was like, no way.
Mate, I remember when we were pregnant and you had an obsession with it and then you said, Soph, try it, but it has to be done so properly. It was like their bread had to be toasted. Then you had to really get in there every single bit with butter and then you'd put the thinnest spread of Marmite.
Ugh.
And I hated Marmite, by the way. If you haven't watched our previous episodes, or you have, you'll know that I was sick through my entire pregnancy. But I loved it.
That's unreal. It's the best snack ever.
Oh, my God.
I can just get it so good that the bread, like, crumbs up, and then you get, like, clumps of buttery.
Yeah. Ah! And then so you got Scott to make us some at one point, and you were like,
he can't
do it.
What
the fuck is that?
He can't do it.
No.
It's like he's spreading jam. I'm like, no, you have to give it a good mix.
Mix up. You've got to really get it to the point where you're almost going to break through the bottom of the toast. Like, crumb it up.
Yeah, much hardly anything.
Yeah.
Off
the floor.
Go mate, for it.
That's the norm. Lila will literally throw her food on the floor and then
I think we need to insert the video of Lila.
I'll do it. Oh, my God, yeah. Lila is a very big foodie. And when it goes, she throws her food on the floor intentionally, right? She literally looks at me today. She had her... She had her fork. She does this. She does like a side eye. And then all of a sudden she went.
Yeah.
It was literally she like. Does. And I was like, how dare you? But she put the food and then she'll go, oh no.
Yeah.
As if like, so then she'll get down and she'll be looking at me as if like, oh no, there's mess on the floor. I think, yeah.
You
made
that.
And then she'll start picking up and eating it and I'm like, fine.
If that's she's funny. Wanna... When I first saw her do that, I was like.
Oh yeah. And she does that with, she is doing that with full intent. Like, she knows exactly what she's doing, but on...
she started slapping. It's the funniest thing.
She is in that hitting stage. I don't know if anyone else.
It's how far back the hand goes.
It's like a swing back. And obviously, like, do you know what? Funny. This is one thing I just want to touch on because I don't think, like, I think mums feel very, very guilty about this when this hitting stage comes in. And let me tell you, like, I asked ChatGPT. I said, "Is this like?" Normal, because like, listen, parenting is hard, and like, don't get me wrong, she's in a very loving, like, loving environment. It doesn't come from any like fucking hell, but they do go through a hitting stage. They are curious and they're experimenting. And Nelly had the same thing, and Nelly would hit Lila.
Yeah,
but the thing is, I would never get bothered by it because Nelly's not doing it out of malice. She's like freaking 16, 15 months old at the time. Lila's like 13 months old, right? But I just think to any mum out there that feels like, oh my God, I want my child, and they get like really angry about it, don't.
No.
Like you can't help your child doing that
no.
at that age. It's just a normal stage of their
experimenting
and their curiosity. Oh, Lila's so bad at the minute. And the thing is, if you say no, you're giving them so much more credit for it. They're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
So you've just got to let it be. Of course, I would say to Nelly, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You find
Nelly
it funny.
Nelly gives, I think it's so funny.
She finds
it funny. But then last night, Nelly was doing it to Lila. We were watching telly and didn't I say... What did I say to her? I was like,
you're going to get biffed in a minute.
Yeah, I said, in a minute, she's going to absolutely hit you one and it's going to be your own fault. And within seconds, Lila just went.
But it was the way she got her own leg. Lila was like watching the telly like this. And Nelly was beside her like here. And she was like, Nelly was like trying to find Lila's boobies. They figured out boobs at the minute because I still breastfeed Lila and Nelly finds it quite intriguing. So she's like, booby.
Yeah.
And so she was like doing this to Lila, boom, he's pulling her top down, doing this, pressing her belly. Lila's just sat there and next minute all you see is his arm come over.
She didn't even stop looking at the telly.
She didn't. She just went, but as she did it, she got her own leg, didn't she? And she didn't even flinch. Oh my God. And then me and Lily obviously have to hold back the laughter because we have to obviously be like, it's not okay. But
Nelly deserved it.
It was funny. But yes, from how did I get onto that?
I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, food on the floor.
Lila dropping stuff on the floor.
Yeah, so food on the floor, absolute norm. And yes, kids eat off the floor. And like, I wouldn't be bothered to make another piece.
No,
it's fine. This one is a bit about some people sent in about parenting shortcuts.
Give me them all.
Yeah. Someone put chicken nuggets and chips count as balanced dinner some nights?
Every night. No, not every night, but sometimes needs must.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't always be like slaving over cooking. No. Organic this, lovely this, that, veg this. You can't always do it.
No.
You just have to go with what you can. If they're having food, it's all, I'm going to burp again.
Guys.
I call a quick baby wipe a bath if we're short on time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I think that's pretty... Well, no, we used to do top and tail.
Yeah, the micellar water's great for that.
Oh, it's so good. Like an antibacterial water, isn't it? Very natural, blah, blah, blah. Very good.
Yeah.
And the top and tailing when they're newborn as
perfect.
Well. Yeah.
I just like a bath because I feel like it's Nelly's sign. It's bedtime.
It's bedtime, absolutely.
That's why I try not to... Even sometimes if we come in for my mum's, I've not had a chance to bath her and it's like 8 o'clock at night. I sometimes just put her in the bath just to try and wind her down a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think... That does come into when you play, oh, because we've got someone very exciting coming on in September and this will link. But when you've got something that initiates bedtime, I think it is a good thing. And like I said, Lila's the same, loves a bath. Although yesterday she wanted to get out.
She did. She didn't want to share a bath. She wanted to come to me because I've been working. So I turned up and she wanted to come to Auntie. That's what I tell myself.
She did. No, she does. She does. She's so like excited when you walk through the door, isn't she? She's like, Auntie.
And she doesn't want me to go. Neither does Nelly for Soph.
No. We might as well swap.
Yep.
But yeah, I agree. Like, listen, if you've got to wipe your kids down with a wipe and off your pot, it is what it is. That is life, isn't it? It is. Did I sound northern again?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
That is life. That's just life.
That's life. I've put Peppa Pig on at 6 a.m. so I could snooze on the sofa.
Me and Scott do that every day. But in bed, because we've got a telly in our room.
Yeah.
I'm like, put it on. Give
if
us
she
5 minutes.
If wakes up too early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just think I'm not ready to wake up. Selfishly, I'm not ready to wake up. If you're ready to wake up, sit there
and watch
the program.
So because Nelly is also in our bed, sometimes like, don't want to be too TMI, but like if you just want to cuddle with your other half, I've just pushed Nelly to the side. Genuinely, we were just having a cuddle. God, some of Scott's clients felt a bit awkward when we were talking about stuff like this. But I just wanted to just have a cuddle with Scott without being slapped by Nelly. So I just put the telly on.
Yeah. 100%.
It was lovely.
Yeah. Sometimes needs must, mothers.
Sometimes needs must. You want your husband.
Exactly. This makes me die because this is Declan's worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare.
Don't come for me. The laundry pile is basically our extra wardrobe now.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have a child.
The washing.
Yeah. Oh. Like, sorry, who has time? You're resting your cheek.
The washing is terrible. I'm just thinking my holiday washing right now. Like,
oh, when you get back from holiday is the worst. You just think, I've got about a suitcase load full of different colours and this and this and that.
Yeah.
Washing this and da 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 da. It is awful, isn't it? Mm. I agree. And Declan would say, I'm farting again. Declan
Guys.
Would say, when you, like, oh, I've just lost my trailer.
Washing. Declan hates the washing.
Yeah, wants it kept down. And I'm so bad with, like, leaving clothes around and stuff. And then, like, the fresh pile being the pile that I live out of, by the way, as well. Can't even bother to put it away.
Yeah. No,
so, again, needs must, kids.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? It is what it is. Right. Going back, so not my best mum moment. This is so funny. I once drove halfway to nursery before realising I hadn't strapped them in properly.
Disclaimer, have sometimes done that from Tesco's, you know where we live?
Yeah.
I shove her in because she's kicking and screaming and I got to ours and looked in the back and I think, oh my God, her straps.
Yeah, like where were we going with each other? And I said, oh my God. Was Lila in the doona or something? I hadn't
strapped
her
in
the whole time. I couldn't believe it. I felt like a terrible mother.
Yeah. Like, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
For getting us here safely.
Like, literally. So, I feel your sister.
Yeah.
That is absolutely something that happens.
You know, it doesn't matter how tight I put Nelly in her car seat. Sometimes she gets her arm out.
So does Lila.
Weird.
It is weird. I'm waiting for the day. That they literally know how to unclip the thing.
Yeah, Nelly sometimes goes like that.
Yeah, to push it. Oh my God, can you imagine?
So any tips, if you've been there, done that.
Yeah, if you guys have had your kids climbing out their car seat halfway through a journey, yeah, please write in and help us. Because it's coming thick and fast. This one's funny. Kind of reminds me of you, actually. I've bribed my toddler with chocolate just to get them in the car seat.
That's Nelly. Choc-choc, yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. In you get. Get in there.
Get in there. No, to be fair, though, since you got the new car seat that Lila's got, she actually likes it.
She likes the car seat. But I have had a few times where she's in and she's like this.
Oh, the arching.
Like, bend your back so I can get you in.
The arching of the back is true, isn't it?
Well, though, do you know what my dad said to me the other day? And my mum. Mum was like, Dad just used to put his knee in your stomach and you'd soon sit down. I thought, oh, bless my soul. Poor me.
Do you know what I mean? 100%. When you think back to our mum and dad's days, it was like everything went.
Yeah.
You know, they always keep joking about when they're like, do not come for me on this, by the way. This is something that my dad and mum's generation always say, oh, yeah, put a bit of brandy in there.
Yeah.
Used to give them brandy to go to sleep.
Do you know, off topic a tiny bit, but when we were in Dubai, we went to a Thai restaurant and we were sat there and it was Scott's birthday. We said to you and Dec on FaceTime, it was an absolute freaking disaster. Nelly was just on one. I looked at her because if we're at my mum and dad's and she's trying to get out of a high chair when we're eating, all my dad has to say is, no. She stops and she'll sit there. Me and Scott, she runs rings around, and Scott was literally so pissed off, and he does not get pissed off. No. It was his birthday. Gone are the days where you have nice, relaxing meals, but, you know, we just wanted her to sit in her high chair. I called my dad. Honestly.
Did it work?
Yeah. I said to Nelly, shall I ring Granddad? Yeah. I said, all right. The table next to us were laughing. I rang my dad. It was Scott's phone. I said, Dad, he went, all right, you're all right? Because he thought it was Scott. I said, you need to help us. We've gone out for dinner and she will not sit in a high chair. So put my dad on the phone. He went, Nelly. She went, listening, jabbering away. He said, you need to sit in your high chair and eat nicely. Yeah? She freaking sat there. Wow. The last bit of our dinner. So I said to him, please send us a voice note that we can play over and over again on holiday. Something about my dad telling her.
It's so funny.
Stern voice.
Because the thing is, like, everyone, this is off topic slightly, and we can cover this in another episode in more detail, but everyone has their own views, like, no judgment on what anyone wants to do. But I personally, which is why my meal times are harder when we go out, is I try and steer away from giving screens.
Same, that's what we do.
Which is, like, listen, this is not coming for anyone that does. I totally get it. I understand the concept of why. But for me personally, I don't want to give Lila screens as a way of suppressing her at the dinner table. And the same with you. So this is why sometimes for me and Lily, it's a lot more full on at dinner time and the things you're trying to find to entertain them.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I like, boredom is good for children. That's where creativity is born, in boredom.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was watching a podcast, actually, funnily enough, and the guy said, like, you, by basically bringing your kids out of boredom all the time, you're essentially killing their creativeness. It's like, it's okay for them to sit there and be bored. If you watch kids when you give them something, even like a fork, they will do stuff with a fork. Give them the little thing that with the sugar for coffee.
Yeah.
They'll start doing stuff with it.
Yeah.
It's all their creative mind coming out. The minute you put something in front of them is basically like, you know, it pacifies that. In my opinion and what I've watched, it pacifies it. And so I think, yes, there is a side of it where you're giving yourself a harder time when you go out.
It was awful.
Yeah. And it is harder because, like you said, you are genuinely scrambling to find things to do. And when they do get bored, it's like, oh, I'm going to kick off now.
I ring Granddad. Do you want to ring Granddad? Yep.
Great way to suppress that.
And all he has to say is, Nelly, you sit there nicely. If they take her out for dinner, there's no way that girl's trying to get her high chair. If you have her at yours and you give her dinner, she sits there and eats it.
Oh, she sits and eats with Lila beautifully. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not to rub it in.
She does.
But she does.
So me and Scott, no. So now my dad, voice note, Nelly, you need to sit down and eat your dinner nicely.
That's so funny.
Brilliant.
Granddad has spoken.
Yes.
But yeah, so listen, like I said, like, genuinely, I'm going to say it again, not coming for anyone that gives their kids screens at dinner
Whatever works for you.
But that is why I think sometimes we find it more difficult at dinner time because we're trying to find things to give them to entertain them in that moment.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, definitely something we've done. My child has worn pyjamas to the shops because I couldn't be bothered to argue.
Too right. Wear what you want.
I've heard you can't reason with a toddler.
Ding, ding. We're in Dubai again. Sorry, this is all about Dubai. And we went into the Croc shop and Nelly wanted bright pink Barbie pair, and I was like, not having this argument today. So off she goes. They are brilliant. She's got the diamond Barbie little
widgets.
Yeah.
From the Crocs.
Wear what you want.
Yeah. It is what it is. Whatever. You just get to that stage. I'm like, I'm clinging on for dear life at dressing Lila before she gets that point. But she's like, I want to fucking wear Disney.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like, I want that T-shirt. No. It's like so out there. No, no.
No, thanks.
It is going to get to that point, though. And so you have to surrender. I told my toddler the ice cream van plays music when it's run out of ice cream.
I've seen that loads. Oh no, he's run out.
Yeah, terrible. They hear the music, ice cream van, and you're like, no, they play the music when it's run out.
Yeah. Thanks for all these tips, because we're going to be using them.
Yeah. The last part of this is just a bit more honest and emotional from people. Someone said, sometimes I miss my old life, even though I love my kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said this to you, didn't I, on the way, like on holiday, I had to say to Scott so many times, like, although I would love to sit here and sunbathe all day, every day, our holidays are different now and we just have to get over it.
Yeah.
You
have to surrender just to adapt. It and embrace it. It's okay to miss your old life. And it's you can't feel guilty for that, because everyone does. Like, you have, go and watch our identity crisis episode.
Yes.
And that will give you an absolute feeling of like, this is totally normal, yeah. Isn't it? But agreed and amen, sister, because I feel like we all feel that.
Yeah.
I feel guilty for looking forward to work just so I can drink a hot coffee in peace.
I say this all the time. Honestly, all the time. Sometimes I get, like, I've handed Nelly over to nursery. I get in my car and I'm like, I've got 8 hours where I don't even have to think.
No.
I can just look on the app to see what she's having a good time, what she's eating, and that's it.
That's it. I know.
Don't feel guilty for that.
No. And that's the thing. But then I get that thing where it's like, you feel guilty for going to work, but then you feel guilty for, no, sorry, you feel guilty for looking forward to going to work. Then you feel guilty when you're at work.
Yeah.
And then you feel guilty when you come back from work. Like, the guilt never stops, guys.
No.
Mum guilt is a thing. We will do another episode on that. But identity crisis for any of these, like, please go and watch it, because I feel like that is a part of it where you will feel like this is very normal.
Yeah.
And our final one is, there are days I let screen time go way beyond the limits just to survive.
Yeah. In the evening sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like this is just going to be, like I said, everyone does things their own way and everyone copes in their own ways. What works for someone else doesn't work for another person. What you find works for you to be able to sit in peace. Other people find doing different things to find peace. But whatever you can do to survive, at the end of the day, guys, like, parenting is survival.
It is.
It is, isn't it? You're going to find all different ways to try and survive this wild thing. As we said in our last one, there is no leaflet.
No.
There is no handbook. If someone wrote it, they'd be millionaires right now. It's just whatever works for you, and you can't feel guilty for that.
No.
Give your kids love. They will be fine.
Yeah.
Fact. Yeah, that was it. And listen, really appreciate you guys writing in. We want more of this.
Yes.
So thank you for all of those. Love doing this episode. We have some really exciting things coming up, don't we?
Yeah.
We've got our first guest coming on in September.
She's needed in my house.
Yeah, literally. Which we're so excited to share with you. But please keep writing in. Please keep engaging with us. Like I said, we really want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Like, this is really to do with just helping all mums out there in every, whatever situation you're in. And we said, and dads and whoever. And we will be doing an exclusive episode of Dadversations.
Yeah.
Won't we? Dad and Mumversations combined. But yeah, thank you for listening. We'll
love
be back
you.
Soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.